sound. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good Friday morning, 9:26. And today we're going to be talking with State Representative Nathan Wright. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm good. How are you?
I'm here. It's not a bad morning out there, actually, for the first part of August.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Friday, and it's hard to believe it's August already.
And the Grand American going on, too. I mean, I remember in past years, we were just, you know, everyone was just dripping sweat in buckets, you know. And
yeah, it's supposed to heat up a little bit, but it looks like they're gonna have nice weather for the majority of it.
True. I think just slight chances of rain in the forecast, so yeah, maybe just a little bit to cool things down. So how are things going?
They're going good. I spent last week, I went out and watched a little bit of the AIM and saw some local kids shoot, and then I was back out there on Tuesday to watch a few more and have some of that good Farm Bureau ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I have the Farm Bureau in here once a month, and that's usually a topic we get onto about every time, you know, the ice cream. I ask the new manager over there, I said, now, since you're new, you've got to come up with a new flavor. Yeah. I don't know if she has. I think peach is still pretty much the predominant.
Peach is still popular, and it's very good.
It is. So, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break here. And we'll come back and get into some topics here on The People Speak with State Representative Nathan Wright. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:34. This is The People Speak. And today, again, we're talking with State Representative Nathan Wright. And we were talking about the Grand American going on out the shooting complex. And actually, the shooting complex is an economic boost to this entire area.
It is, and especially now with the Grand starting, there's a lot of people come into town, and there's a lot of money spread throughout the region, not only in Sparta, but throughout the county and throughout the surrounding counties.
So I said, if you're from this area and you drive down Sparta, you know, downtown Sparta, or go out towards Walmart and that, you definitely notice an increase in traffic this time of year.
I had somebody comment last night at an event that I was at about all the shells that they saw in Walmart. They couldn't believe the amount of shotgun shells there now, so for traps. So.
But that going on out there, and lots of different things associated with it. I think you were mentioning the opening ceremonies will be coming up here.
Monday night, there's quite a few things going on. The new director of Department of Natural Resources will be in town as well on Monday. And the planning committee report that Senator Schimpf, I believe, had started that, the report, they're going to make that announcement at 4 o'clock, kind of go over the report that they've come up with for the shooting complex. And Monday night is also the opening ceremonies, which I believe starts at 6 o'clock.
So okay.
Quite a bit going on Monday, so if you get a chance to get out there, it's...
And we were talking, of course, I talk with the manager at the Farm Bureau in here once a month as well. And when you're out there, you don't want to miss the ice cream.
No, the peach ice cream and the peach cobbler that I had the other day were phenomenal. So definitely need to try. They have a lot of good flavors, and something that I saw yesterday, actually, and it kind of fits with the grand, is that August is National Shooting Sports Month.
Uh-huh.
So it's not only, you know, it not only highlights the shooting sports, but it also highlights gun safety as well, which is very important.
True. So what else we got going on right now?
Recently we've had a couple of ICASH events in Waterloo and Columbia. I was at the one in Columbia for a while and did have one lady came in and found a little bit of money that she had missing. So you can also, I'm sure we'll have some here in Randolph County, but you can also log on to the Treasurer's website and hopefully you have some money sitting out there that you haven't claimed yet.
And is the process hard or easy to
collect? It's pretty easy. Actually, last night I was looking at it and I found a couple relatives of mine that it said they have under $100. It says over 100 or under 100, and you just have to claim it and submit your information and eventually you'll get a check. Like theirs were from State Farm Insurance.
Huh.
So they have paid a little too much in premium, apparently.
It's always nice to hear something, you know, someone owes you money instead of you owing them money, right?
Absolutely.
So you'd mentioned earlier, too, about, you know, meeting with your constituents and stuff. I know you're out there doing that.
Yeah, I've started having some satellite office hours. I've had them recently in DuCoin, Pinckneyville, Waterloo, Columbia. Stayed the other night in Redbud after Patsy left. I stayed there in case people can't make it during normal hours. And then I went to Chester after that, and then last night I was in Willisville, Cutler, and Percy. And we're scheduling quite a few more. I do know that we've confirmed that Sparta, I'll be here on Tuesday, August 20th from 5 to 6 at City Hall, and then I'm planning to go to Stillville after that from 6:30 to 7:30. So if anybody has any Foyd, the other night in Waterloo, I helped a guy with a Foyd. He had a Foyd card question, so we logged on to his account and walked him through it. So anything like that, Foyd card issues or just general questions or concerns, I'll try to make hours in every town shortly.
What about on the economic front for the county right now? Is there any major projects going on? Or
no, there's plenty of road construction at least. That's
that's true. That you know,
that's good and bad.
That's actually listed as a season now. I think, you know, you have summer, winter, fall, spring, and
road construction season.
Yeah, I've noticed, of course, it's out of the district, but as you're going up there around the JB Bridge, they've been doing a lot. That interstate has really smoothed out.
Yeah, I believe they're supposed to have some closures, I think I saw, maybe this weekend already.
Definitely
something to look at if you're one of the things that I did want to mention is it was House Bill 2643. It expands the window for consumers over 65. If you have a door-to-door salesman come to your house and you end up signing a contract with them, before you had 3 days to get out of that contract. So with this new piece of legislation, it expands that to 15 days. And we know there are plenty of scammers out there, of people that are trying to make a dime on seniors' dollars. So it's a good piece of legislation that will protect seniors and expand their window of opportunity to get out of the contract. So
okay, all right. So any other projects going on in the area as far as statewide or any other
I haven't.
I know not a lot going on this time of year, right? You know, I mean, we're not to the legislative sessions yet, or
one of the things that's supposed to be Senate Bill 1932 is supposed to be signed shortly,
mm-hmm.
and it's a property relief task force. So, or it creates that. So we're all definitely aware that property taxes are a major burden on the middle class. And so this task force, it's been created or will be created after the governor signs it to study all aspects of property tax and come up with the best policy to relieve that burden. So it's made up of several representatives, and I'm gonna say there might be 40 people from the House, which I'll be one of them, and I haven't seen the Senate list, or there might be 60. It's made up of both caucuses, obviously, and it's made up of other leaders as well, but have 90 days to get that report finished.
Mm-hmm.
So once the governor signs it, there's going to be a time crunch. Don't know exactly where the meetings are going to be at yet, how many days a week they're going to be held, but looking forward to serving on that committee and doing what we can to relieve some of the property tax burden. It's going to be interesting for me because, I mean, there are several different aspects. As we all know, property taxes, one of the biggest ones that is on the bill are schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I forget what exactly.
We'll see how they break it down and how this ends up going. But hopefully next month I'll be able to report on a little bit of progress on that front.
As far as... other things, I just happened to run across this. The governor signed a bill that bars employers from asking applicants' wages. Now, you know, a lot of times when you fill out an application, they can ask you, well, how much did you make at this job? And which, of course, then if the employer sees that, it's like, they've been getting a lot of money. You know, they're going to want more money here, so I'm just going to move on.
Yeah, or, you know, you can look at that and also say, well, maybe they won't be happy here. They're going to make less. And mm-hmm. that's an assumption that people make.
Right.
Unknowingly. I mean, you don't, just because a person made more money doesn't mean that they're not going to be happy at this wage, whatever they're offered.
Maybe this job is something they really love doing and they're willing to work for a little bit less.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good piece of legislation. I think it was actually signed just yesterday, right?
Yeah, I believe so. So yeah, that's So there's, even though, like I said, the House is not in session or anything right now, you know, things are still happening in state government.
Yeah, there's a lot of legislation being signed. I get new ones every day, and there's always something going on. So this is one of the things that actually they were talking about, I think, yesterday or the day before that I saw, where the about college. It was college. Getting financial aid for colleges, you know, people that are well-to-do, they believe, are essentially putting their kid, assigning their kids, or, well, not assigning, that's not the correct word, turning over guardianship to somebody that makes less money so their child can receive funding from the state.
Yeah.
So that... I think they're supposed to actually have a special committee meeting shortly. The Higher Education Committee is supposed to meet shortly to start discussions on that. Because that money's set aside for people that need it.
Right.
And apparently there's been some misuse of those funds as well.
Yeah, there's always someone out there that's looking for that little loophole that they can jump through.
Yeah, it's... That money's very good if it's used the right way.
Correct.
People that need it should be able to get it.
Right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our second break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with State Representative Nathan Wright here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. It is 9:53. We've got about 4 minutes or so left in the program today. And I actually had someone call in who was asking about the gun legislation. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about that over the past months and stuff, but kind of maybe bring us up to date as far as what's going on in that area. I know there's a couple bills out there.
Yeah, so one of the bills was Senate Bill 1139, which we had talked about last month, it was an exemption for the shooting complex from the Firearm Dealer License Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it also had a couple other components. It was if you're 18, you don't have to, in going in the military, you don't have to have your parents' consent on getting a FOID card,
mm-hmm.
which makes good sense. If you're going to be able to fight for our country, you should be able to get a FOID card on your own.
True.
Also allows for police officers to concealed carry while they're hunting as part of it. And there's a couple other aspects. I don't remember exactly what they were, but the biggest part, or the two bigger parts in my mind, were definitely the 18-year-old being allowed to get their own FOID card without parents' consent.
Mm-hmm.
And the shooting complex being carved out. Because if it wasn't carved out, we would have lost a lot of vendors that are here for these 2 weeks.
Right.
For the AIM and the Grand, they would have went somewhere else. Because there's other shows.
True.
And if they have to pay to come here, they're probably going to go elsewhere. So,
mm-hmm.
So that was I was talking to some dealers the other day, and they were very thankful that that got passed. So it was good to hear. I believe one of them told me that they were going to actually open up a shop next year then. So the other piece that, in my opinion, is not a very good piece of legislation was Senate Bill 1966, which they were referring to it as fix the FOID. It does absolutely nothing to make it better for any law-abiding gun owner. It was in response to the Aurora shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It did pass the House on May the 29th, and I looked it up after we talked about it. It was passed 62-52, so it didn't get out by a whole lot, but unfortunately it did make it out of the House. The Senate did not take action on it, so it's still sitting there. Hopefully they keep it that way, because it revolved around raising the FOID card to like $150 for 5 years or something like that, instead of the $10 that it is now.
Right, that's a big jump.
For 10? And it does nothing to help with what, I mean, there's things that can be done to help that, but it's not the responsible gun owner's fault.
Right.
I'm assuming those people probably didn't have their FOID cards, and those guns probably weren't legally registered like you and I are going to do with ours.
Right, exactly.
So, and fingerprinting was a big part of that one. That was part of the raise. Mm-hmm. Everybody had to fingerprint to get a FOID card, which, I mean, there's some people who can't produce them, or, you know, once you get older, it even makes it harder to produce them. So,
right.
It's not a good piece of legislation, and I'm very hopeful that the Senate doesn't take action on it. I mean, I don't think they're going to take action on it in veto, so hopefully we can come up. There were a couple pieces that, and I don't know exactly what they were, that I believe maybe Representative Meyer had a piece that was a good piece to kind of help resolve some of those shootings. You know, nothing that's going to hurt the legal, law-abiding gun owner.
Mm-hmm.
Just a piece that would help, you know, issues like this. And in my opinion, you know, you don't need to hurt the legal gun owner. You need to, maybe a little more money in mental health would be the
true,
you know, the right way to go. So mm-hmm. it's There's more to be done on that one. Like I said, I hope that that bill stays where it's at, and it doesn't need to be called because it does nothing to solve the issue that it was created for.
Well, actually, we're out of time, but thanks for stopping in. We will talk to you again next month.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. You have a good day.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff.